RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Victory Monday. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. We've had groups of families coming in and out all day long because the Disney on Ice is happening over there at the Xfinity Mobile Arena.
Big time.
Heard whispers over there of people can't wait for 5:30 Creed.
Oh, really? People are excited for it.
Yeah.
And there will be people that are stunned by it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
people have no idea,
yes,
people no idea what they're in for. People no idea what they're in for. Coming up at 6, the Jordan Mailata Show will be live here at Chickies and Pete's, LHO Parks, me and Jordan. And then the Players Lounge at 7 o'clock with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, LHO Parks, and we think is it Tanner?
We don't know yet.
I'm still waiting.
Could be Tanner McKee. Could be Landon Dickerson. Could be Cam Jurgens. Could be Jake Elliott. Probably won't be Jake.
Yeah,
oh, man, okay. Jake was 2 for 2 yesterday.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm just saying he's never done it. That's right. What I'm saying. Could be Jalen. Probably won't be Jalen.
Probably will not be Jalen.
Okay, all right. Let's get to the top 5 at 5.
Each the 5.
Number 5.
At 5.
5.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, 5. Beautiful 5.
There's a lot of game balls to go around yesterday.
Really?
I think so.
It's going to be all on defense.
Well, I found a way to get one offensive person.
Okay.
There. Huh.
I don't even know who that would be.
So my 5th game ball I'm giving to Jalen Hurts.
Wow.
Because I do think he was great in the first half. And it was they scored 13 points. That was big. And I thought in the second half, I was glad he didn't turn the ball over. He escaped some big sacks.
Yep.
Threw the ball out of bounds. He kind of managed it. Like he managed it.
Yeah.
Would have liked the first down, would have liked the completion, would have liked some points, but he also didn't lose then the game.
Look at that.
Now, if he didn't score and Allen converts that pass,
then
he would have
probably doesn't get a game ball.
No, he's one of the
blames.
The blames.
Probably for not having a completion in the second half.
It
but
is,
a win's a win.
That's
dude,
right.
It is crazy how one play, one two-point conversion at the end of the game can change how we look at so much of the game.
Yeah, well, and it's so funny, too, because I was thinking about how they found a way to get a stop, right? They kept saying that after the game.
Yeah.
Like, he just missed the guy.
Yes, they did not get a stop there. Yeah.
Like, you know what
that's
I mean?
It's fair to say, yeah.
Hold on. Was there some pressure on him?
There was a pressure.
Okay, then.
I think Allen got a little...
The happy feet.
A little happy. No, yeah. Poor Josh, he was dealing with a hurt foot injury.
Foot injury, yeah.
And ankle.
Yeah. I mean, he's been dealing with that. I mean, it's a lot of work carrying everything. He has to be perfect every game. Can it be perfect every game? I don't know if he does.
There's a lot of truth to that.
Tough to put on the Superman cape all the time.
Yeah.
The fourth game ball I'm giving to Jake Elliott. I mean, this guy has been... What? He's been ripped for a couple... That's a tough place to kick in the snow. Well, kind of snow.
It was rain.
Hard rain.
Yep.
It was hard rain, too, at one point.
Yep.
And it was cold. Right down the middle. Like I tried to tell you guys last week, like when he needs to make the kicks, he'll make the kicks. And as the games get bigger, Jake Elliott rises to the occasion. And he was the reason they won that game.
Buzz, can you cut that audio just in case we lose a game because Jake Elliott misses a field goal? We can play that for Jack.
It won't happen.
Jack mentioned the cold rain. Ike, in your time playing, let's put out some of the bad weather that you have to play in. So there's cold rain.
Oh, yeah.
There's bitter cold.
Yeah.
There's snow.
Yep.
And intense heat.
Intense heat. What would be the...
Intense heat is the worst.
Is worse than all those?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Because you can't stop your body from overheating.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, at least for me, I've always felt that. I'd rather play in freezing rain, bitter cold. Snow is... The worst thing about snow is the footing.
Right.
For a defensive player. Snow is not even cold.
Okay.
But I played in some cold games. I played in Chicago, man. It got to minus 40.
Minus 40? Oh, my 40? God.
Yeah. From a field.
Yeah. With the wind and all.
And in cities like that, they will put the temperature up on the Jumbotron.
Just to scare you.
Just for all opposing teams to come in.
Was that the game that Hugh broke Jim Miller or no?
No, that was a freezing game, too. No, this is actually when I was in Atlanta on a Sunday night.
Minus 40 real feel is insane.
Yeah.
You can't even have that many layers on to make yourself feel warm.
Oh, and no, we probably stood out there with no sleeves.
Yeah, like a
well,
guy.
I mean, listen, you run around enough, you get your adrenaline going. Yeah. Drink a lot of chicken broth on the sideline.
Yeah. So worst is extreme heat. Yeah. Next worst, extreme cold. And then cold rain and then snow.
Yeah. Actually, I would say cold rain. The freezing rain would be next.
Next is the worst.
Yeah, because you're wet and you're freezing.
That looked horrible yesterday.
Yeah. Looked horrible.
Yeah.
You were in the game.
What was the temperature yesterday?
It was 39 or something like that. Yeah.
Because weren't you in the game down in Miami? You guys played down the Dolphins, and it was like almost a hurricane you guys played in?
With the Eagles?
Yeah, the fans were like sliding up. There's like puddles on the field from what I remember. And
I don't think I was in that game.
Yeah, I don't know.
We played in Miami. The hot ones is always Tampa.
Well, of course.
Tampa or Arizona.
Right.
Before they had the dome, and they used to play at Sun Devil Stadium.
But it's a dry heat.
That was the worst.
But it's a dry heat.
It's a dry heat,
yeah.
All right, the third game ball I'm giving to Jalen Carter. Welcome to the season, pal.
All right.
I mean.
Looked like real Jalen Carter yesterday.
Yeah. Looked like real Jalen Carter. Had, obviously, the big blocked field goal yet again.
Extra point.
Extra point. That changed the game. I mean, at the end there, they can go for the field goal, or for the extra point, rather than have to go for two.
Did he get a sack? Or did he get a big tackle? Yeah,
he did
something in the backfield.
He obliterated whoever the Buffalo offensive lineman was, and then I think he had the sack.
Yeah.
He was back yesterday.
Yeah,
he was back.
It's good to see him.
That was I'm getting my shoulders fixed for that contract. I'm just reminding everyone.
That's true.
Who I am.
It did remind us.
Yeah, he was. When he is on, he is a scary defensive player.
Yes.
If I was a quarterback, I would be terrified.
I would be.
Remember what he did to Stafford? I thought he almost killed Stafford his rookie year.
I don't remember that.
Oh, man, he got a sack on him or he just hit him. But he, like, slung him like a rag doll. It was out in L.A. It was his rookie year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Jalen, he's got that.
He loves throwing quarterbacks.
The strength. Yeah, his strength.
Pick it up and throw it.
Slapped another offensive lineman in the head yesterday.
He did?
Well, the Bills offensive lineman said that he jammed his thumb in his eye, and he thinks he did it on purpose.
That's football.
Yeah.
That guy's an eagle.
Yeah.
Guy's an eagle.
I say this almost every other week. I watch NFL football, and I don't know how someone isn't seriously injured on every single play.
I know.
I don't know. And I know, look, I know I am not an NFL player, but I'm a human. I'm the same.
I agree.
Yeah. It looks every play. Somebody should be wheeled out on a stretcher.
Yeah. The rare times that I am on the field prior to a game and you just see the size of the players.
Yeah.
I'm like, my goodness. Everybody out there is big.
Well, they're all fast, too.
Yeah, I agree.
It's all car crashes.
Much better athletes today. These guys.
Yeah.
Big, strong, fast, everything.
Yeah. The second game ball I'm giving to another guy who seems like they're back right at the right time, and that is Zach Bond.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Zach Bond was making plays again. He had the big fourth down stop on Josh Allen. Had Josh Allen got in on that, that's obviously a totally different football game.
Yeah.
So, you know, Zach Bond the last 2 weeks looking like the Zach Bond of last year and making plays yet again.
ZB.
Well, you could see on that play that Allen eventually tried to run it in is that he was sort of playing chicken with Bond the entire time because he would have rather thrown that ball because he knew that Zach Bond is there. And Josh Allen is a hard guy to tackle. So for Josh
Especially in that weather.
Yes. For Josh Allen to look at a guy and say, I would rather try to throw this football than try to run it at you. And you saw why. Yeah. Is that Bond stopped him.
Yeah.
Stopping Josh Allen is a hard thing to do.
Yeah. Now, poor Josh did also have the hurt ankle.
Well, he did have the foot problem. Yeah.
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 But the number one game ball goes to Vic Fangio. Vic Fangio yet again shuts down a really good offense. I mean, heading into the game, they're averaging 30-plus points a game or whatever. And Vic Fangio's done this to LaFleur. He did it to the Lions. And he did it to Josh Allen yesterday. I mean,
some pretty good offenses.
I mean, Vic Fangio, you know, we talk about where's our McVay for offense or whatever. Well, best defensive coordinator in football.
Yeah, and I didn't think they could match what last year's defense did. And it didn't start off this way, but, man.
They're getting there.
Since the bye week, since they traded for Jaden Phillips. Jaden or Jalen?
Jalen.
Jalen Phillips.
Yeah.
Who was good yesterday as well.
Man, they've given up the fewest amount of points in the league at 14.5.
Yep.
And now their defensive numbers have climbed all the way up to number 3 in fewest amount of points.
Oh, really?
Up last year, 18.8. Seattle was 18.1.
And they were, 17-3 last year or something like that?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. And Houston is number one with 16-something.
Houston is like the AFC Eagles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, what a disappointment for America that would be that Super Bowl.
To have that Super Bowl.
6-3.
6-3 game. Because I don't know how much you're scoring on that Houston defense.
Dude, watching that game on Saturday, it looked like they had 13 guys playing defense.
Yeah.
I mean, flying everywhere.
And you know who's got two former Eagles over there?
Who's there?
You got Barnett.
And Kevon Wallace.
And Kevon Wallace.
Oh, right, Derek Barnett. And Derek Barnett plays like every down for them,
man,
too.
He's playing well for them.
Kevon Wallace was the second highest rated Texan, according to PFF, on Saturday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he was...
He did make some plays.
Beyond an afterthought here. Kevon Wallace?
I don't know if he ever got on the field defensively here.
This hour, sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Guided Door and Window's big year-end sale happening now. 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. Do you think the defense now is better than the defense last year? Not on the whole, but the way that they're playing right now.
Yeah. I have to. I mean, they were so good last year.
Pass rush is better.
Yeah. They certainly have gotten there since they traded for Jalen Phillips.
Yes.
You know, like I said, they had some games early in the season where you're like, eh. You know, but since then, because remember early in the season, we weren't getting any pass rush.
No.
So now you
it was a huge problem.
Jalen Phillips has stepped up, but even more so, Jalix Hunt.
Yes, has evolved.
Man. Has he evolved into a baller?
And I don't know how many snaps Nolan Smith played yesterday. I don't remember hearing his name.
He's behind those two.
Yeah, but Jalix Hunt is the most pressures on the team. But now you're starting. Sometimes you see a guy with pressures and you say to yourself, I never noticed that player. You can say they have all the pressures they want, but if they're not actually getting home.
Right.
But Jalix Hunt is getting home now. And the thing that they were right about is he is built like a 2025 edge in football right now. He is supremely athletic. They can move him around. Like, he's a guy that can chase down a Josh Allen or somebody like that. You know,
You can drop him in coverage.
Yes.
He's such a good athlete. He's not like a fish out of water when you drop him back in coverage. I mean, on that last play, on that two-point conversion, he and Zach Bond were basically spying Josh Allen.
And the... You know, Reed Blankenship had a big hit yesterday.
I gave him my boy Coop.
I know.
Coop or Jahan. Jahan Cantwell had a good game yesterday.
He did, too.
He did. He was around. Well, getting that fumble recovery was huge.
It was huge.
Because it seemed like he was the only one that knew, that thought it was a fumble.
I'm yelling at the TV, like, get the damn ball.
Yeah.
And he was the only one that took off.
Bad look on Joshy arguing with the ref instead of going to get the football. Yeah.
Well, he learned from LeBron. So,
yeah.
And also, I think Marcus Epps has calmed down the safety position.
Yes. I think so, too. Yeah.
I agree.
So, I'm just trying to think of the biggest differences. Oh, and the other thing that has happened, you mentioned Jalen Phillips, them trading for Jalen Phillips. Now, N'Kobe Dean didn't play yesterday, but N'Kobe Dean has made an enormous difference.
Yes, sir.
I think that has been a big part of the defense hitting harder and sort of being intimidating. Mm-hmm. I saw CJ GJ make a big play last night, too.
Yeah.
You know?
They took his interception back. I think it was a penalty. He had actually got an interception last night.
We have a better Jordan Davis this year.
Yep.
Moro Ojomo and Milton Williams are kind of feel similar.
Yes.
Moro Ojomo had a sack yesterday.
He did.
Yeah.
Jalix Hunt has been better.
Yep. Yeah.
Really the only spot that they are – the two spots that they're – I think we would have to say they're worse are the second quarterback spot and the CJGJ safety spot.
Yeah.
But other than that, everything else is equal to or stronger than it was last year. And the defensive line last year, while good, did not really get home on the quarterback.
Took off the second half.
You know, yeah.
Well, when whatchamacallit started playing better, Nolan.
Yes.
Remember, Nolan had a great second half in postseason.
And then NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl, they were great. But they were really a defense that was built on the secondary last year.
Yeah.
And it just seems like they're evolving into the
That's right. We had Slay and Isaiah Rogers last year.
Yes.
Whew. Yeah, we were good.
And CJGJ.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm actually surprised they've been able to get to this level. That's Vic Fangio, man. They are –
He's figured it out.
He really has. And if they go out and play well Sunday, they could slide into the number two spot as far as fewest points given up.
Which would be pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Considering where they started.
Yeah, because Seattle has to play San Francisco.
Oh, right.
So,
yeah.
See how many points they hold them to.
I am trying to figure out what the likelihood of them getting through the NFC is. And the problem is you're going to have to play two of.
Yes. Yep. Two of those.
Two of those good teams.
Yep.
And you hope Bears, I would feel confident. Seattle, I would feel confident. Green Bay, I would feel confident. It is San Francisco and the Rams. And you know, I assume they wouldn't play anybody from the NFC South.
Assuming they're going home first game.
Yeah, they would go home the first game.
Yeah.
But every other team, maybe you want the Rams first. Get it out of the way.
Yeah.
That certainly would clear the path.
Yeah.
And you get them here.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we haven't lost a home playoff game since Wentz got knocked out of that game against Seattle.
Oh, wow.
It's been a while.
That was 6 years ago.
Feels like a lifetime.
Definitely feels like a lifetime.
By the way, the Eagles just waved Charlie Hewlett again. Long snapper.
Damn.
Wait a minute.
Did we make two field goals yesterday?
Yeah.
Wait, he was the guy.
They signed him.
They wanted, yeah.
Yeah, and they waved the other guy.
Their record with Charlie Hewlett. Is unbelievable.
Did they sign a guy?
I don't know. It just says waived.
I wonder if it's a roster thing.
Boy, are they bringing Rick Lovato back for the postseason?
Rick Lovato.
That's a two-time Super Bowl champ.
Is Rick Lovato not on another team?
I think he retired.
I think he might have retired, too.
Well, everyone's coming out of retirement.
Yeah, it don't matter. Yeah, we'll bring you out of retirement.
Didn't Rick Lovato get an Eagles Super Bowl tattoo the same day Marks did?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in the tattoo parlor with us.
Oh, he was in the same spot.
Yeah, it was in the same. It was at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
That spot not there anymore.
No.
Art Machine Productions closed down. Yeah.
We need a Black Ink Philadelphia. You heard of Black Ink?
No.
Black Ink is an old reality TV show about tattoo shops.
Okay.
They had one in New York, and they had one in Chicago, and I believe they had one in L.A.
Okay.
It's a reality show that's based around people giving tattoos.
Okay, so I remember there used to be one in Miami. There was a tattoo reality show based on one in Miami.
Yeah, maybe that's one, too, that I'm thinking about. Yeah.
But that was not called Black Ink.
Oh, no?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the shop is called Black Ink?
Yeah, it's kind of the brand of the reality show, yeah.
Would you go get tattooed? Do you have anything?
I do. I have 3 tattoos on me.
Okay.
Don't act like you can't see them.
Can I?
That was a joke.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, it has to be your kids.
Yes.
Okay.
I have all 3 kids.
Okay.
Yes. So that's Elijah's name.
They are more difficult to see than mine.
Yes. Yes. I would imagine so. Yes. I would imagine so. Yes. All 3 kids.
215.
And then I got a brand on my arm, too.
Oh, is
like
that
it says Raw Dog on it.
Hell yeah.
Nah, man. I got that my freshman year at State.
Yeah? That's a little hazy.
Was that a fraternity thing?
No. It's what they called me, man. I was Raw Dog.
Wait, you really got a brand?
Yeah.
How bad did that hurt? I've seen it.
Pretty bad.
Yeah, it seems pretty bad, but it only takes a second.
That's one of the few stupid things I've done to my body. On top of piercing my ear with a safety pin.
The nice branding is the more extreme.
It says Raw Dog? It's not like a horseshoe?
No, it says Raw Dog.
Nice.
With a dog bone.
Wow. Is that what they called you, huh?
Yep.
Wow.
Why is it they called you that?
Yeah, seriously.
Y'all stupid. They called me that. Because I knew it was coming. That's why
they did.
That's why I threw it out. That's why I threw it out there. No. It was more, I was a Raw athlete.
Oh, okay.
I only played 1 year in high school,
right,
which was my junior year. So they were a little more surprised that the athletic ability
and
to play at Michigan State, having not really had the history of a high school football player.
And who branded you?
I don't know. Some I don't know who he was.
Some guy.
Yeah, somebody. Listen, when you're a freshman and the vets go do something, you just do it. Yeah.
That is, as a guy with a ton of tattoos, the branding thing has always terrified me.
Yeah. What a coat hanger.
Oh,
jeez.
Just heat up the coat hanger and...
Yeah.
It's not, needless to say, it's not very...
Pleasant
to look at. Pleasing to look at. It's not really... Yeah.
Oh.
All right. Raw Dog.
All right. 2-1. Oh, is this real?
Yeah.
We have seltzer.
Yeah.
Oh,
should we do this right now or should we wait till...
Oh, we got to wait.
I think we got to do it after.
Yeah, we'll do it after.
Okay. Wow. We
the exclusive.
The man of the hour.
Dude, Mr. Viral himself.
Yeah, sorry. In true morning show fashion, we're going to make you hold on, James.
At least 6 minutes through the break.
Yep. Sorry. You can call back at 5:30 if you want. 215-592-9494. We have the exclusive with James Seltzer. Also a little around the league next. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. You can catch all the Eagles action at the official sports bar of your Philadelphia Eagles. That is Chickies and Pete's. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, has given all customers a profit boost every college playoff game day. Now that means more chances to level up your picks and turn big moments into even bigger wins. Ride with the favorite, take a shot on the underdog, or build a parlay, then apply your profit boost and go for bigger winnings. FanDuel is the best place to get into football action all playoff long, and when you win, you'll get paid instantly. So make sure you visit FanDuel.com/local to get your college playoff profit boost today. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Cry it out.
Heaven save me. But I'm down to one last breath.
There it is.
And will it let me say, let me say. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
She knows.
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so
It is the WIP afternoon show with Raw Dog Spike and Fritz.
See, just want to tell y'all.
I know.
Live from Chickies and Pizza, South Philly.
I
just wanted
to forget by Monday.
I needed to do a Raw Dog Spike and Fritz. So before we get to around the league, it's the day after an Eagles game. The Eagles won in Buffalo.
In convincing fashion.
No one said it in convincing fashion.
But the biggest, controversy and name that we have talked about has been from the WIP morning show, James Seltzer, who joins us right now. James, thank you for joining us.
Oh, as always, it's my pleasure to give you guys content, make your show for you as usual. Come on and, make the show better. So
Yeah, no problem.
You guys make me wait and then subject me to listen to you guys in Creed. So,
Seltzer hates 5:30 Creed.
Oh, well. Oh, yeah, but Seltzer tries to be cool with all his music opinions. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Bad Ben. Okay. So, James, are you back from Buffalo? Did you fly or take the bus?
No, I am driving as we speak, actually. So I'm still on the road. Drive up, long drive back. Good time.
Yeah, so you drove.
Yeah, about 6.5 hours, if I remember correctly.
It took 10.5 hours on the way up because we drove through the snowstorm.
Got it.
Oh, wow.
That was actually the toughest part of my weekend. I drive up.
In your Mini Cooper?
Yeah, you go. I'm not kidding. I have a new scariest drive of my life, and it was the drive to Buffalo on Friday. Yeah, it was so terrifying.
No, was it in the Mini Cooper?
Yes, in the Mini Cooper.
Dude,
the Mini Cooper just pooping.
How you drive a Mini Cooper to Buffalo,
sliding around.
Dude. Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome.
So James was at, I saw, if you haven't seen the video, James was at the Fans of Philly tailgate before the game. And Buffalo Bills fans are famous for jumping through tables before games. And at the Fans of Philly tailgate, James decided to
jump next to a table.
He was forced. He was forced to. He was forced
jump
to.
Jump next to
so,
a table.
So, James, as we go through this, can you talk us through the decision to actually jump right. through the table? Was it peer pressure? What happened?
Yes, it was absolutely peer pressure. I actually went into the day saying, I told Elliot on the pod, I was like, there is a 0% chance I'm jumping through a table. I refuse to do it. I'm too I'm standing up. I'm so for this season. To be jumping through a table. And this guy, Harry, kept flying with his freaking fireball shots. You know, everyone's coming, oh, you got jumped through the table. You know me. Like, I'm all, you know, all right, I'll put on a show. So I said I jumped through the table. I made a few mistakes along the way, Spike. First and foremost, I didn't realize how big you had to commit to the through the table part. I was much more jumping on to a table and trying not to hurt myself, which I have since learned was a major mistake.
Yep.
I also did not like do any research or any, you know, how do you jump through a table? And, you know, so I hit the middle of the table. I was kind of on the side. I didn't realize I was trying to split the table. And wait, overall, my biggest thing that I will say to all the people out there talking, I'm sure,
yep.
who has attempted to jump through a table, cast the first stone. Okay? At least I took a shot. All right?
Absolutely not. So, okay, the first thing is, when I see people... Well, yeah, but when I see people climbing Mount Everest and they fail, I'm not like, boy, at least you tried.
Well,
they're dead
very
on Mount Everest.
Thing, isn't it? Very different
yeah.
thing.
Well, I don't know.
Same level of pressure.
Yeah. So let's backtrack a
yes.
little bit. What would you say your blood alcohol content would be at the time of the jump?
Probably not high enough.
Yes, yeah, that was my take, too.
We definitely knew it wasn't enough.
A little quicker than I should have. I probably should have had a few more drinks.
Yeah.
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 So you got to be like Jason. I know Jason was
exactly,
he was on fuel when he's
feeling no pain.
I would have fully committed.
I know.
I dove into it, you know. There was too much tentativeness.
Yes.
So here's my one thing I had on you, Seltzer, as we watched this at least 40 times already.
Oh, yeah, a whole segment. A whole segment, James.
Again, I'm happy to provide joy for everyone. That's what I'm yeah. here for.
It's the holiday season.
Okay? Right.
Well, I thought, well, listen, you hit only 25% of the table, first of all.
Yes, that was
and part of the part of the problem was you went knees, chest first instead of going backside first.
Yes,
like your
yes.
your weight really didn't allow you to, you didn't jump out far enough for the way that you were facing to land in the middle of that table. So your weight, because of the way you were sort of twisted, it caused you to sort of come backwards as opposed to go forward.
Oh, yeah. Like, don't misunderstand me. It was a horrible table jump. I am not arguing with you guys. It was about as bad an attempt as you can have. I'm just saying, at least I attempted it. I agree.
Totally.
No.
I agree. I agree.
I don't know.
You don't take.
Yeah.
Well,
and if
you also missed one shot you did take yesterday. So, okay.
But if I hadn't taken it, I never knew if I would miss a shot, Mike.
For sure. So, next thing is, just if, and I think you should do it again, the thing to know is that the table is actually breaking your fall. If you hit the table on the right spot.
Yeah,
you know,
that's what I realized after. Yes.
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 So,
yes.
So then.
Instead, I hurt myself more by bouncing off.
I'm sure you did.
Worst case scenario for me.
The thud.
I went into saying, don't hurt myself. And that was the wrong thing to do.
Yes.
Both for
so,
the table jump and for not hurting myself.
So let me ask you this, James. As you're. And it wasn't really a jump. It was more of a fall. We were worried that maybe you had a stroke as you were falling.
What a story that would have been.
Do you feel it going wrong as you're going down? Like, uh-oh, this isn't going to happen.
No. Again, I didn't know what I was doing right or wrong.
Okay.
Like, I had no,
all right.
I didn't know until I hit the ground and everyone was like, oh, that wasn't good. And I was like, I guess that.
Because the crowd is supposed to erupt.
Yeah, they did not.
There was concern for your life,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, seriously.
Are you okay? A lot of you okay?
That's a tough one.
You know? So, yeah. I do pretty good.
Are you okay? I suggest you're like the old guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you?
As cool as it's supposed to be. Yeah.
So, were you? Did you think about it the rest of the day? Was it on your mind? Because you must have known there was video. And, you know, Elliot wasted no time putting it on the internet.
Of course.
Your
no,
podcast partner.
Like
immediately, yes.
Yeah, are you worried about the blowback?
Are you into it too? You know?
Are you worried about this hurting your career?
I took a shot. Honestly, I know. People could be saying, what a freaking hero this guy is, going up to Buffalo and trying something out and giving everyone so much joy in the process.
Right.
So, no,
okay.
Actually,
that's a good way to look at it.
This might surprise you, but no one's saying that.
Yeah. Who cares?
I know.
All right. And then the final question I have, James, and I thank you for calling in.
Yes. Yeah,
it, very big of you, especially when you know we're making fun of you extensively.
In a loving way.
Yeah.
In a loving way.
And I have, there are rumors that Rod has already met with HR about giving you your release. But the question is now, will you make up for it? Like, is there any circumstance in which you will try the table jump again and do it the right way?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. It's a good question.
Eagles get to the Super Bowl championship game?
That's a good call right there. I think we could talk about something. I think either way, again, there's nothing to make up for. I've given everyone so much joy. You've spent the whole show talking about this. Like, for the joy and the happiness. You know?
Yeah. So I do thank you for the joy. You did give me a lot of joy.
100%.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I got
Who
you
do you
back,
think? Dude. Which performance do you think was better yesterday, the Eagles' offense in the second half or the table jump?
Hey, Jalen beat Josh Allen again. That's all
again.
I know.
That's what he did. That's what he does.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what he does.
Is that what he did?
That's exactly
what he
right.
does. That's what
exactly
he does.
Right.
I will say, my decision to jump in the table was one of the two worst decisions of the weekend. Joe and Paige's decision to leave their daughter with Spike, easily the worst decision of the weekend. Did everything go okay?
Everything went fine.
That was happening. I was so concerned for that little girl. I'm happy everything's okay.
Everything is fine. We, Joe, my brother-in-law, and Paige, Joe, who runs, owns and runs Fans of Philly, they have a lovely daughter, a 2-year-old daughter named Sophia. And so Paige could go up to Buffalo. My wife, Valerie, and I watched Sophia from Friday until this morning when I dropped Sophia off. Obviously, the only issue was the 2 to 3 hour window yesterday where Sophia decided she didn't like me anymore. And, wouldn't hang out with me and like actively walked away from me in the house every time I went near her. And I did tell her she was going to have to drive herself home at one point. And Val was trying to mend fences.
My daughter, so,
yeah. Yep. Yeah, it went fine. Sophia is doing fine.
Good.
So, yeah.
That's
All
good.
Right.
Shout
James.
Out to
Your daughter actually could drive that Mini Cooper.
Yes.
Yeah, proper, right? Yeah. Yo, Fans of Philly is awesome, by the way.
They're the best.
Such an amazing job. If you ever want to go on an Eagles trip or any sports trip, like, Joe is on top of everything. It was such a blast. Had so many great people. Even the people who bullied me into jumping, I still loved everyone I met. It was awesome.
All right, James. Well, thank you as always.
All right, brother. Get home safe,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, get home safe.
I will. Love you guys. It's great.
Yep. Yeah. Fans of Philly trips are always absolutely excellent. They've always done the Ricky trips, and we've done them with the Eagles, with WIP for years now.
Yeah.
I mean, since before COVID.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's been years and years. Always great trips. It's good to go a trip. Could you book those things yourself? Yes. Is it much better if somebody does all of it for you and all you have to do is show up?
Oh, that's way better.
Way better, way better.
Yeah, that's way better.
And I would say I was good with the kid. I would say
there
I was
go.
Good with Sophia. I do, as I reminded Val, they dropped the car seat off.
Yeah,
and,
of course.
And Val's like, you should have Paige put the car seat in there for
Definitely
you.
Definitely should have.
And I said, I can do it.
I got it.
And she said, well how?
He's never put a car seat
I have
in
four younger siblings. I have put a car seat in.
So I wouldn't have guessed that.
I have put a car seat. Now they've changed. They've actually made it easier. There's actually car
the
seat hookups.
Yes.
Now. They used to have to put the
seat belt behind the, yeah, believe me, I know.
It's easier now. Now, did Val do most of the hard stuff? Did she do the diapers? Yes. Did she put her to bed? Yes.
Oh.
But I entertained. I did a lot of, you know, throwing her onto the couch.
Yeah.
Tickling, you know. Cleaning up the pancake that she mushed into the couch for no reason whatsoever.
Yeah. You got off easy with just that.
Yes.
You could have got a pancake smashed on the walls.
Could have.
You know, or you guys obviously didn't give her crayons.
Did, but put them away.
Okay.
Put them away.
Okay,
them away.
I was thinking, that's another danger right there.
Well, I saw how she's a horrible colorer. Sophia, great little girl, terrible at coloring. I was way better at coloring. So I put the crayons away because I could tell she was just not talented at coloring.
Yeah. And well, eventually they look for the wall to
yes,
where they can
to
just,
color.
Yes, just the color on the walls.
And I have to say, Rebel is the person who had the most...
Oh, yeah, had the dogs do with her.
...uncomfortable weekend. Well, he doesn't know what's going on.
No, it takes a while. It's a little human.
Scotchy doesn't care.
Yeah.
Rebel the whole time is just staring at her, being like, what? Why are you giving attention to this thing?
Right, like, yeah. Who is this?
Yeah.
And where does she come from?
We pee outside. She pees in the house.
Right.
We at least go out back.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do a quick around the leg.
Yeah, these teams stink.
It's time to go around the league.
Around the leg.
Oh, it sucks!
All right, around the leg.
Nailed it.
The first one is last night. Niners and Bears, couple of classics at night the last couple of weeks. Had Rams, Seattle.
Yep.
And Niners and Bears was awesome.
Had Bears, not Bears. You had
we had Bears, Packers.
Was that what I'm thinking of? No. Yeah, that was a good one, too. The Packers played Baltimore. That was a good game.
That was a good game, too. Yeah. Now, there was a big moment last night that Jack, I think, has to announce that is Bears, Niners related.
Yeah, so I am ready to change my opinion on a quarterback.
Yep.
In pro football.
Yes.
That has made a Super Bowl before.
Ah.
A long-held opinion.
A long-held opinion.
Strongly held opinion.
I'm a Purdy truther. I'm in on Brock Purdy.
Wow. It finally
Thank
took you.
You
long enough.
Wow. He's still mostly a Kyle Shanahan creation, but he does a damn insanely accurate. Showed some wiggle last night.
Yeah.
And listen, he bounced back from that pick six.
Yeah. He did to start the
pick
game.
Pick six to start the game. That, yeah. That was TJ, right?
Yeah, TJ Edwards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, playing good football. And he changed, like, the Niners had the good record all year, but everyone's like, no.
But now you can see that everybody said, oh, Mac Jones, same thing, not same
Last
thing.
Last 2 weeks, it's like.
Yeah.
Mom, I think they're averaging 35 points since Purdy came back in his six games.
And it was that one play where he was, it almost looked like a video game, where he was, ran back and forth, made the defenders miss, and then hit the, I forget who he hit, in the corner of the end zone for the touchdown.
So I think it's
Tom. Yeah, tight end.
Yeah.
Tonges.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Kyle Shanahan, now the favorite to win Coach of the Year, jumped everybody else over Liam Cohen, over
Cohen's a tough one to
over
yeah, he shouldn't be Coach of the Year.
You don't think so?
Nah,
pretty impressive with the guys they've lost, especially if they wind up with the one seed.
No doubt about it. But I would go with the guy in Jacksonville.
Yeah, that's Cohen, Liam Cohen. Yeah, yeah. That's like a great job.
And Vrabel's played a Mickey Mouse schedule.
Yeah, well, so are the Niners. With the exception of the division that they're in.
Yeah, I mean, they did beat all those teams in the division. Now the Packer or the...
They lost to the Jags, though.
They did. Patriots have only beat one team with a winning record this year.
Are you ready to give in? Since I gave in on Brock Purdy...
No, it took you 3 years to give in on Brock Purdy.
Are you ready to stop calling Drake May Drake Maybe?
No, Drake Maybe until further notice.
Yeah, he's going to hold on to that one for a while.
Yeah, you held on to Purdy for a long time.
Well, Drake May's a different category. I mean, we're talking about, like...
Purdy's gone to a Super Bowl.
And number one ranked passer in the league. Number one ranked passer in the league now.
Guess what? Drake May in that offense would be...
not nearly as good. He can't move.
Drake May can move.
He can't move like Purdy can move.
You're talking about Brock Purdy like he's Mike Vick. What are you talking about? Drake May can move. Have you watched Drake
May? I thought you just said you were in.
I am on him. Now back to a Drake May's a top three quarterback in the league.
No, he's not.
Brock Purdy's...
Top three?
No, he's not.
He's ahead of Lamar now.
Okay, fine. He's not ahead of Mahomes. He's not ahead of Allen. And
he's
not ahead of Stafford. Done. Okay.
I'd take Drake May. And Burrow. Yeah, we'll see.
He's not ahead of Burrow. What else?
All right, maybe top five.
What else?
Okay.
So,
and Purdy's in the 10, right?
So the Browns beat the Steelers, mostly because Aaron Rodgers didn't want Myles Garrett to sack him, seemed like.
Even Myles Garrett said that.
Yeah, that their entire... And now it looks like the Steelers might not even make the playoffs now. Now they play the Ravens, right, to win, to get into the playoffs.
Yeah.
But Myles Garrett said it after the game that it seemed like they were more concerned about him getting the sack record than winning the football game.
Man, all I keep thinking about is, damn, DK.
Yes.
Because, dude, you know he spent all of last week replaying that moment over and over in his head.
Why did I do that?
And asking himself, why couldn't I just ignore this dude?
And it's not an NBA game where the guy's right on top of
you. Right.
You know, he's not...
He's sitting right behind the bench or something.
It's NFL.
You literally had to walk over there to him.
And reach up.
And reach up and grab him, yeah.
Very stupid.
I mean, not only is it suspended for two games, it's going to cost Pittsburgh a playoff spot.
Yep.
They're not beating Baltimore next week. You know how this is going to play out.
Yep.
He cost himself $45 million.
They're keeping it. They're not. The Steelers said they're not going to void the $45 million. They had the option to void it, but the Steelers said they weren't voiding the contract.
Well, I tell you, it's first-class organization.
Yeah, sure is. First class.
First class.
Nine wins. First class organization.
And it's not like DK is a longtime Steeler.
No. They could have done it.
They could have easily have done it.
They could have played hardball there, for sure.
And Schefter threw out on McAfee that he does think that Tomlin's not going to be there next year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I actually want Mike Tomlin to leave for his own sake.
Well, he's got a year left on his deal. I wonder if they trade him.
Ooh.
Schefter thinks he might
do. Like the Giants?
Might do TV.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And final thing on Around the League.
Yeah.
The Giants win a game that takes them out of the first pick of the draft. It's just unbelievable.
In true Giant fashion.
Yeah, now you have to go. Somebody's got to win the game.
Right.
And they've been as
the Raiders dance show wasn't trying to win.
No.
It.
And Max Crosby, I mean, yeah. He's all pissed now.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, future Eagle.
And the Giants, they've lost like seven in a row. They're a better team this year than the Raiders have been, but it's got to suck to go from – they might not even get a top five pick now.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's like a – I think they have like a
– all the ties, the tiebreakers.
Yeah, because there's so many
teams
there.
Cleveland's there.
So
– and Malik Willis is good.
That guy's good, Malik Willis. Good player.
There you go, Fritz. See, you hang in there long enough to see your guys like Geno Smith with me.
Well, I haven't heard him mention Malik Willis. I've been doing the show with him for 2 years.
Well, I kind of forgot he was
Well, he got yeah. away from it, yeah.
I kind of
you
should
have heard him before that draft.
Oh, really? He had a hose.
Wanted the Eagles to draft him.
Wanted to trade Jalen, go up and get him. I want to trade up for Malik Willis.
Was that after the 23 season? The bad season?
No, it was after 22. No.
Why the hell would we get rid of Jalen after?
Yeah, maybe
it had to be after 21.
It had to be after 21 or either 23.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might have been 21.
He's been in the league for 4 years. This is fifth season.
Oh, you know what? You're right, because that was the year Howie
was drafted in 22.
Howie went out to Pittsburgh.
Yeah. To look at Kenny.
To look at Kenny Pickett.
Yeah.
So it was.
He was on Tennessee, right?
Yes. Yeah, it was that year. You're right.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200+ classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
I'll tell you what, last week felt good. Really good. Broads in South Jersey.
I was going to say, we went Broads?
Yeah, we want to test out Broads old text line.
Okay.
Well, I heard they did an all-hockey show on Friday.
I heard some of that.
Yeah.
Really?
When they only had 2 hours of our show, because I think Buzz had the other 2 hours of our show.
It was Rhodes and Al.
Yeah, I think from noon to four.
I heard some of it.
Yeah. Great job, guys. And Buzz put on some doofus from The Ringer who hates me. Thanks, Buzz.
On our show, Buzz.
Yes. On our show?
Yeah.
No, it was
Thank
at 6
God
o'clock.
We had
it was
have
after
some...
hours.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Close enough.
Fair enough. It was on our podcast feed. What's next?
Who's talking now? I don't hear anyone talking. Nick Sirianni standing over an old lady who just slipped and fell on ice.
Well, Rose has the right energy.
Yeah,
sure.
He does. He does.
He does.
What's next?
This Tom Brady guy? Enough with the leather glove talk already. O.J. Simpson watching the game from hell.
Oh, my God.
How'd that one land, huh?
How about the kicker wearing OJ's number?
32.
Kicker was wearing 32.
OJ's number is in circulation?
Yes. For the Bills?
Yeah.
Yes.
What the hell?
Yes, he was wearing 30. And the kicker shouldn't be wearing 32.
They put OJ's number in circulation?
Yes.
What?
What are they going to do, retire it? They can't.
Wasn't it
already retired?
I don't know.
I think he's in the Bills Ring of Honor.
Of course he is.
Yeah. So that would suggest.
That was his number with the Bills, right?
32, yeah. I don't think I've ever seen anybody with 32 on.
Michael Bagley, come on down.
I wonder if the jersey fit. Because if it doesn't.
Oh, we got it.
Okay, what's next?
Why do I feel like I'm being seduced? The listeners, when Donovan started talking.
Yo, what was that?
What was that?
I'm convinced. He was somewhere he was trying to keep his voice down.
Yes, that's what it sounded like.
Maybe in an airport.
Yeah.
All you had to bring up was that Roxy was a better athlete.
He forgot where he was at.
He piped right up.
Exactly.
Next time, start the phone call with that.
Yes.
When he comes in so low energy.
I thought he was sick or something. I'm like, man, what is he doing with the voice?
Hey,
smooth talk with Donovan.
Yes, made me feel uncomfortable.
How's everyone feeling today? It's like the quiet storm.
Yes.
Yeah. What's next?
You've got a lot of nerve, Ike. You're out here talking about Donovan's collegiate basketball career, even after all those times I used to cook you on the court? Crazy. Eric Snow listening to the show.
Did Eric Snow cook you?
No.
Okay.
I'm leaving it at that.
Okay. What's next?
You guys can zig like everybody else retweeting that seltzer video, but out of solidarity with my guy James, I'm going to zag and refuse to even watch it. Bam, in Upper Darby.
Oh.
Stupid.
Oh, dude. All right. Text line is a little much today. OJ joke and Bam joke?
Yeah, really.
Oh, my God.
That was a good one.
Oh, man. You bring us back for one day. What's next?
Oh, man.
On behalf of our show, I'd like to say that I have never been more embarrassed than I was yesterday. Joe DeCamer taking a break from his 9 month of rehabbing a low ankle sprain to comment on the seltzer video.
That's true.
It is a very good point. Joe has no room to say
no
anything.
Room. Yes.
And, you know, James wants credit for trying. No.
No shot.
You don't just get credit for trying.
Seriously.
Not from us.
Also, you're jumping on top of a table. What? It's not rocket science.
By the way, it's not like you jump from a 10-foot table off a roof or something. You jump from a 3-foot table to another 3-foot table.
Yes.
You didn't even jump. You fell off the table.
Yes. What's next?
I would love some. Back in the day, I had to try all those foods, and I loved them. Jack at the cookout when offered collard greens.
Text line.
I think Broads is a good text line substitute for a battle.
I agree.
Yeah.
I like that. Who offered you collard greens?
Man? No one. I've never had collard greens.
Right.
I don't even really know what they are, to be honest with you.
They're collard greens.
They're mustard.
What are the greens?
Mustard greens.
Like mustard seeds?
I would assume so.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do they taste like?
They're just like a bitter green.
Okay. And
yeah.
What's the collard part?
Both of you.
It's just what they're called.
I didn't know if it was like a type of cook or a type of, you know, how they're prepared.
Most.
Yes. I don't have time to go through how they're prepared
now. I did watch Friday.
Yeah. All right. The Jordan Mailata show is next with Jordan Mailata, Elliot Shore Parks, and me. Then the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot.
We'll find out.
And an Eagles player.
Maybe.
And an Eagles player, perhaps. We will be back with you tomorrow.
That's right. We got one more day of this.
We got a special show. Elliot will be with us, but also we're going to look back on some of the best afternoon show moments of 2025 on tomorrow's show. Going to be a very funny show.
Oh.
So we will talk to you tomorrow. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy. So here we are talking about 2026 and how can you make life better for you, your family, your friends in 2026, your own house at the beach. That's right. And Adam Kasabi has to be the realtor who can help you do it. Adam Kasabi, based, how do I know, right? Well, Adam Kasabi is based out of Long and Foster. How do you spell it? K-S-E-B-E. Adam has been the official realtor of the Rights to Ricky Sanchez podcast for years. And his specialty is helping you find a home at the Delaware beaches. There's all kinds of different realtors, but Kasabi is the kind of guy that is always locked in, who is always focused, who works hard for you. It is a tough process to find a house, especially a shore house right now, right? There's a lot of people competing for it. You need a realtor who's going to work as hard as they possibly can so you can just sit back and relax and buy the house when you need to. Kasabi is going to be the guy that can help you do it. Now, he is the expert at the Delaware beaches, Maryland as well. That is where his expertise is. But if you grew up going to Jersey Shore, and that is where you need to get the house, he's got plenty of connections there as well. He's just got to be your first call. I'll remind you, too, if you're going to buy a house at Delaware beaches, property tax very, very, very low. So when you're renting that house out to other people, those people are essentially paying your mortgage for you. When you decide it's time to take the plunge, you have to reach out to Adam Kasabi. His direct sell, 302-864-8643. That's 302-864-8643. Or go to processrealtor.com.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.